Back here in Kent at the Mac Center, the Bowling Green Falcons open conference play with a road win, 86-64 over Kent State. We continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show, joined now by head coach Michael Huger. And coach, what can you say? That may be, all things considered, the most impressive game your team has played maybe in your tenure. You jumped out to the lead. You never let them back in. Just a dominating performance.
Oh, we were really good on the defensive end. We were able to talk the whole game on the defensive end. And that was the difference in the game. We executed our game plan, and the guys played extremely hard for 40 minutes.
Yeah, that was something I mentioned a couple times during the broadcast, that you seemed intent on reminding them that you couldn't have any let-up. I mean, especially on the road in conference, sure, we're up 15 at whatever point, but, man, that can get away from you quick. But tonight, you never let up on them at all.
We couldn't. Ken is a very potent scoring team. You know, Avery is doing a great job. Walker is playing extremely well. And that was the focus in trying to control those guys. And our guys did a great job of being intense and ready to go and matching their intensity. They always have a really nice home atmosphere. And, you know, it's a great place to play.
Coach, talk about your defense tonight on Jalen Walker. He never really seemed to get a clean look tonight. Not that he can't hit contested shots or what have you, but talk about the defense tonight your team played and the guys that guarded him very effectively.
Well, Justin Turner did a very good job in guarding him one-on-one. He had a lot of help, you know, from other guys, but Justin Turner did a really good job of taking him one-on-one, and that was the difference. You know, we just wanted to make his shots difficult, and, you know, we knew he was going to get his looks and get his attempts, and we just wanted that to be as difficult as possible, and that's what we did tonight.
Also tonight, you forced Kent State into 16 turnovers. They only average 11. They're a top 25 team in the nation by percentage, turning the ball over the fewest times. Tonight you were able to force them into some miscues. That was impressive as well.
You know, our guys did a really good job of being active, having active hands, and getting in the passing lanes. You know, we knew they were switching basically one through four, and we wanted to take advantage of that, and our guys did a good job there.
Offensively, DiMaggio Wiggins ends up with 19 points, but I think maybe only one or two baskets was it really. We passed it to him. He was able to go and score. A lot of times he was double-teamed, gave it up. A lot of his baskets came on rebounding tonight. Talk about how the adjustment was made by him and the team.
The adjustment was made of where they were doubling from. We had to locate that, and once we figured that out, we were able to make our adjustments, and he was able to make the right reads, and that was the difference in the game.
Also, tonight, you really seemed to get strong contributions from everybody that came off the bench. I know you tried to keep guys fresh. I thought Marlon Sierra was strong off the bench. Antoine Lillard had a big game off the bench. Seems like those reserves are really finding their stride.
Oh, they were playing extremely well. They played hard. They played together. They played smart. And that's what I ask of them. And they were able to execute. Antoine was great. Marlon was great. Mike Laster was really good off the bench and finding guys and hitting the right people and making great decisions. So I was very impressed with all those guys tonight.
Yeah, Mike Laster in particular, last four games now, Coach, 14 assists, two turnovers.
Okay.
I know, obviously, you're counseling him like all the guys, but what's helped him maybe focus in a little bit and not be quite as careless?
Understanding the plays. You know, he scores when his opportunities present itself. I thought in the beginning he was trying to score a little too much and showing that he can score. We knew he could score, but, you know, on this team, we need you to distribute the ball a little bit more, and that's why, you know, he's been, you know, leading us in assists, you know, and getting closer to being the leader in assists for us as well. So Mike is doing a great job of controlling the tempo and the pace, and, you know, playing with great pace is the biggest thing for him, and he's playing well right now, and he's defending. That's been the biggest change for him being good offensively. He's been very good defensively.
Well, Coach, I'm impressed tonight, but Ohio, they don't care, right?
They can care less. Our league is we got one of the toughest leagues in America, and night in, night out, it's a grind. Everywhere you go, whether it's home or on the road, it's a tough environment to play, and we got to be prepared for Ohio. So we can enjoy this tonight on the way back, but tomorrow we got to get ready and preparing for Ohio.
Coach, thanks for being here. See you on the bus.
Thank you.
Put them on the bus with a victory tonight. BG 86, Kent State 64.